Today we're going to be discussing something very interesting that came up over in the BRICS world. I know I was saying I was going to get into a deep conversation. That's going to have to wait just a little bit longer. I'm definitely moving in that direction. Got a lot of great programs that are coming up here, and a lot of them are going to be visual as well. But I just have to figure out all the software and get myself in place. We're getting ready to expand in a really large way to get the message out. So please be patient with me, and I will get to this subject because it is a doozy. And when I do this program, hopefully by beginning next week, you're going to really like it. But this BRICS issue is huge. And we keep hearing about the, you know, BRICS currency and what's going on. But in just a simple term, America, remember, we were a... we are now a multipolar world where we were a single dominant currency. America and the dollar controlled the world, and that was it. But ever since we picked the fight in war with Russia, we froze hundreds of billions of dollars of Russian assets. The world went the other direction. And now we are seeing even our allies joining BRICS. And I know the BRICS has their challenges, but they are doing it. And right now, Russia is the presidency of BRICS, and they're moving in a very different direction. And the BRICS currency is going to have a lot of commodity backed. You need to understand that Russia has $70 trillion in natural resources. That's why the Americans are trying to break up and divide Russia, by the way. And China has a lot of natural resources as well. So when you put the BRIC nations in the category of true wealth, when it comes to natural resources, they dominate the West, period. And that's really a big part of why all this is going on, why we pick the fight in the war with Ukraine. We just want to get our corporate goons over there in Russia to take over all those natural resources. It's not going to happen. We are going to lose this thing in Ukraine. There is no doubt. They're going to be ending it. And then our corporate goons will get in there and money launder, you know, hundreds of billions in rebuilding Ukraine. But I'm not sure how that's going to go because this is not over yet. And then you got that, you know, Yahoo Stoltenberg, who runs NATO, is talking about putting European troops on the ground. I mean, this is insane talk. They are escalating to a third world war scenario. Russia is not going to allow this to happen, and they know it. This is insanity, and the West is going to be in deep trouble if we continue this. But the BRICS are continuing, and they are building a solid foundation of a new world currency that is going to be digitally backed, and it's going to have a lot of commodity backing, and they're going to move into a completely different realm than the United States. The United States had used its reserve currency as blackmail. We have gone to wars. We have forced countries to do things they didn't want to do if they don't follow the dollar. We lost the petrodollar, and now we're moving into this space where we're no longer a unipolar world, where we control. It is now multipolar, and almost two-thirds of the world will be going towards BRICS. This is a very big situation. But what took place is the finance ministers were discussing the BRICS bridge digital currency payment. And the other day, BRICS minister and the central bank governors met in São Paulo, Brazil. After that meeting, the Russian Ministry of Finance said that they discussed the current payment system that is being used as a weapon of political and economic pressure, aka the United States and the SWIFT. Russia is currently the BRICS chair, and by the end of the year, the ministry and Bank of Russia will produce a report on all of the options for improving the international financial system. One of the initiatives could be a BRICS bridge platform that the ministry said they didn't get explicitly into it, but they mentioned digital currency. Why this is a big deal? America is literally tapped out. We are in debt more than any nation in the history of the world has been in debt. We are coming due here with $10 trillion of bond reissuance that is going to cause chaos in the bond market. We are like Rome at the end stage. I know many people, all the dollar strong is the only one. I get it, but you're going to be really surprised when you wake up one day and everything changed. What are you going to do? And are you prepared? That's why gold and silver outside the system is valuable. That's why I'd stay away from these big gold companies, all the advertised companies with conservative people. They are just ripping people off. They are taking advantage of you. They are charging premiums 90 to 150% and then try selling it back to them. The fees are extraordinary. Cornerstone Asset Metals is definitely your choice for a boutique and relationship-oriented place to get gold and silver. But it's taking America down. When this starts to really get hold, which it's doing now, what is going to happen with all those American dollars? It is going to change the landscape, because you think we have inflation now. When the crisis that's coming that I'm going to get into discussing, America is going to be forced to print trillions upon trillions in new currency. So if you think inflation is bad now, wait. The real inflation rate right now is running at about 12%. It's come down from about 15, 16%. But you just have to understand that the numbers are telling you is false. They're rigging the system on the numbers, especially with the CPI, which is Consumer Price Index. And the real inflation rate is high. And the thing is, they try to tell us it's getting better, but we know because we're shopping and we're buying things. And for many people, they think, oh, it'll get better soon. But the problem is it can't. The dollar is diluted. It has been destroyed. We need a new currency system. I'm not sure how this is going to play out. I believe the only way to be successful is a controlled demolition of the dollar and then rebuild with real character and new standard. But this is a battle that we are all facing and what you're seeing play out in the politics. But the BRICS are not messing around. Specifically, I found interesting what the ministry said is they're talking about creating a multilateral digital settlement and payment platform. And this is now, however, Sputnik International, one of Russia's English propaganda networks, went even further. And they said that the finance minister, Sulianov, was ready to test digital currencies with China and the Eurasian Economic Union and the Gulf countries, which is where we had all the control. Because remember, the petrodollar was where every nation in the world had to buy energy using an American dollar. We gave Saudi Arabia a guarantee that we would protect them. And of course, all of this is blown up. And we're now seeing everyone turn against America unless they're blackmailed or forced to, like our European allies. Many, many are turning away from us. We are creepy as a nation. We are exporting creepy, perverted standards, and the world is done with it. I even was amazed how Putin came out and said, hands off the children. Good for him. But this is a big deal. The world is definitely going into the digital realm. Now, I still believe cash is important for our freedom. So we, the people, have to say no. We still want the option. But the digital realm they're talking about here is going to take over the SWIFT. The SWIFT is what America controls. It's the interbank financial system. So when, let's say, China or Japan wants to sell a TV to Germany, they would use the SWIFT to do the exchange of currency. It was a way to have a smooth and quick transaction. But America controlled the SWIFT. But we also used the SWIFT as blackmail. And if you didn't do what we said, we would fine you or cut you off of SWIFT. Well, now the competition against SWIFT is coming rapidly. And this BRIC platform is going to go barnstorm. And you better watch out, with what you see coming, because if you're not prepared, you're going to wish you're not sitting in too much of currency or dollar-based investments. Another news outlet quoted Sulianov as saying that the first thing to do is to create a connection to the existing central bank digital currency systems that are already operating in a number of these countries. And in parallel with this, the national financial messaging system needs to be connected. That's where we used to control it. BRICS is 2/3 of the world's population. and they're moving right in to take control away from the American SWIFT power. They're calling it a BRICS bridge, which shares a very similar name to Enbridge, but the cross-border central bank digital currency, the CBDC platform developed by four central banks, including BRIC members China and the United Arab Emirates. So you see the Chinese, the Arabs and them, they're playing both sides of the fence. They're still appeasing the Americans, but get ready, folks, because it's coming. And once that trigger gets pulled, you're going to see unbelievable gold prices. I know many don't believe it, but when it starts to happen, you're probably not getting your hands on the gold, number one. And two, wait till you see what silver does. But the BRICS Pay is a joint venture between the five BRIC countries. That is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Now, like I said, many of our allies, as well as the Arabs, Saudi Arabia, are also looking to get involved with BRICS as well. So this is a very interesting power play by the Chinese and the Russians. And considering they control vast majority of export goods and minerals and natural resources, they're going to probably win this. Now, we do have the greatest military, minus the woke retard, but we do have the greatest military. But I'm not so sure that's going to be good enough, because this is not a kinetic issue. This is financial, and this will go into the electronic realm. And if anything, we'll probably have a complete breakdown, financial hack, or what you'd call a cyber pandemic more than anything else. I could see that happen easily. So they launched this in 2018. The BRICS Business Council, among the top priorities, were saying in the annual report. The team behind the venture consisted of individuals from all five countries. They are working together outside the United States. This includes experts in payments, banking, technology, and other related fields to dominate the new financial system where America won't have a say. Interesting. But this is a big deal. They're responsible for developing the platform, creating new features, and providing customer support. And additionally, this team is responsible for managing the relationships with the partners, the governments, and all the other shareholders. The BRICS Pay is a digital payment platform that is being jointly developed by the member countries, BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, the economic bloc. BRICS Pay aims to enable digital payments between the different countries in BRICS Plus format, allowing the businesses and consumers to securely, seamlessly make and receive payments in their local currency. The platform is designed to reduce the cost and complexity of international payments while providing a secure and reliable way to pay for goods and services. But the most important thing here, it will take out the SWIFT. The SWIFT was the United States financial control mechanism with the U.S. dollar reserve currency that we controlled the world with. We no longer have the petrodollar. It's gone. Countries are now buying energy in their own currency. And now with this digital platform system being developed, SWIFT will only be with Western allies. We will no longer have control in almost two-thirds of the world. That is a big, big deal, because America is in way too much debt. Our society is crumbling. Our manufacturing base is crumbling. Our communities are crumbling. And we're importing millions and tens of millions of illegal aliens that are doing nothing but sowing chaos. Now, there's a lot of good people in that mix. Don't get me wrong, but believe me, there's a lot of criminals coming too, and we're seeing it play out right now. This is a huge deal at a time when we in the United States are in such debt financially, we can't sustain it. And when you hear about the, as I talked, I think last week, I was mentioning how Medicare soon in the future will be upwards to $1.6 trillion annually. And then you'll have the interest on our debt rising to about $1.6 trillion. And then you throw in the $800 billion on military. That right there is our entire intake for taxes. What about Social Security? What about all the other programs? We won't have the money. And it's exponentially growing, this debt level. And the inflation, because the dollar isn't worth as much, the inflation is going to just go through the roof. And so things will continue to be expensive. It's not that the medical, well, the medical industry is pretty crazy too. Just go to the hospital and you'll receive 20 different bills. It's the weirdest system I've ever seen. Everybody's a subcontractor, but it's just the beginning. I don't know how we get out of this unless we decide to truly do an overhaul, but that's why you're seeing the aggressiveness for war and the aggressiveness to try to take control over the world. It's not working. We are failing miserably at it. And what's going to come from it? I don't know, but it doesn't look good. This BRICS digital platform system, once it replaces SWIFT, you will see a huge problem for the dollar. I can see the dollar. I know the dollar is at all-time highs. Everybody, oh, it's the only thing around. I think you're going to be real surprised. What I don't want to see is you get caught at the wrong time. It's best to be a little early and be prepared. That's why gold and silver are going to be so valuable to have outside the paper system. Because if you understood the bankruptcy laws, I talk about it a lot, they absolutely can take your stocks, take your retirements, take your banking system money, all of it. It's all written in the law already. And you think you have FDIC insurance, you will be surprised. So hang on and be very focused and don't think things are just about a politic or a political party and maybe we can change our way. Either way, we are going to have serious challenges and we're going to need to head them right in front of us. We're going to have to say, okay, we've got to stop this. We got to do this. I think a controlled demolition is necessary. But they're not going to give in. We are dealing with power elites that want to move us to a one world order. And I don't think the BRICS and the 2/3 of the world are going for it. So until next week, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.